We hear James and John vying for the highest spots in the kingdom of heaven in today's gospel. And a selfish ambition is guaranteed to destroy any relationship. If people are just focused on their own glory, their own desires, you know, whether it's a marriage and a family, or a team, or a school, or a country, and the church is no exception. You know, the church wouldn't have survived if the apostles were fighting against each other, trying to figure out who's the greatest and, you know, who's going to get the highest spot in heaven. But the apostles learned from both what Christ taught them here in today's gospel and also the example of Christ on the cross. And as Jesus gave his life for the salvation of the world, you know, the apostles learned that greatness is not measured by their own glory. They recognized that greatness is measured by their willingness to sacrifice for others, especially the least around them. And so we can apply that lesson to ourselves. You know, it's when we lay down our lives for others that we find greatness and that we thrive, whether it's for our family members or for the church or for those around us. You know, and a good question for us to reflect upon is, how are we being called to lay down our lives for those around us? What are we being called to sacrifice? In what ways are we called to serve those who are around us, whether it's our family members or neighbors or coworkers? And Jesus tells the apostles that the seats at his right and his left are already prepared for others. So I was thinking, you know, who are those spots actually prepared for? Who gets those spots? And I imagine the spot at his right hand is going to go to the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, not because she was ambitious or because she was vying for that spot, but for the exact opposite reason, because she was the most selfless person, because she sacrificed more than anybody else, and she was more compassionate to those in need. You know, last week, about 60 of us were fortunate to take a pilgrimage to Our Lady of Good Help, and it's a shrine in Wisconsin, just north of Green Bay. And it's on the small list of approved apparitions. These are apparitions where the church has given their approval. And that list would include Fatima, it includes the apparition at Lourdes in France and Guadalupe in Mexico. But this shrine, it's the only approved apparition in the United States. And Mary originally appeared in 1859. But 12 years later, the most devastating fire in the history of the United States tore through the area. You know, it covered 1.2 million acres, and over 1,200 people died in that fire. You know, the flames, they said, were 200 feet tall, and the temperature got over 2,000 degrees, and it was so hot, and instead of catching fire, trees would just explode as the fire got close to them. You know, but in the midst of this terrible fire, there was a group of people that fled to the shrine of Our Lady of Good Help for refuge. You know, they had nowhere else to go, so they went to the Marian shrine. And they were praying rosaries. They were doing processions across the property as this fire was raging. And they were doing it on their knees. And when the heat became so intense that they couldn't go any further, they'd turn directions and go a different direction and continue with the procession. But when all was said and done, the entire region was devastated. It was a wasteland, except the shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. It was untouched. It was like an oasis in the midst of the ruins. And the outside of the fence on the perimeter was blackened, but everybody within the property survived. And so the mass we went to last week was the 150th anniversary of this fire. You know, it's a shame that we don't learn this in our history classes in school, because it's a pretty important part of U.S. history when Our Lady appears, you know, and protects people from the greatest fire. But it's good history for all of us to know. But, you know, as I said earlier, you know, Mary is the Queen of Heaven not because of her own ambition, but because of her love and her concern for the least. And as those people were gathered in prayer, you know, praying that in the rosary as the flames surrounded them, you have to imagine some of them were doing it out of desperation or fear. And others were probably there with great trust, knowing that Our Lady would protect them. But the reality is, she heard their prayers and she answered them. She reached down from heaven to protect them from this fire. And she'll do the same thing for us if we cry out to her and turn to her with trust. you know, in the midst of the fires that are surrounding us, and the attacks of the enemy, the temptations that we face every day, you know, the struggles that we face in our families and in our lives, you know, Our Lady is not going to turn away from us when we reach out to her in our need. What she is going to do is she's going to hear our prayers, and she's going to lead us to her Son, who, as we hear in the gospel, became a slave to all and gave his life as a ransom for many. You know, too often people turn to selfish ambition in the search for happiness. They think that if they can just get enough money, or if they can just get a bigger home, or a fancier vacations, or if they can just get the next promotion at work, or if they can just get political power, that they're going to find happiness. They go after all of these things. But what we really desire is selfless love. And that's what we find when we turn to Jesus and Mary and we seek their friendship. You know, who wouldn't want to be friends with the most selfless and the most merciful people to ever walk on the face of the earth? The reality is, when we find friendship with Jesus and Mary, we won't need anything else. All of our desires will be fulfilled, and we'll find peace, and we'll find happiness. And so as we reflect upon today's gospel, we pray that we might not seek our own ambitions, but we might seek to serve others, to be servants to those around us, and that we might seek friendship with Jesus and Mary, knowing that they're the most selfless and the most merciful people that we will ever encounter. And when we find friendship with them, we find what we truly desire.